This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin Edition for Week 12, Buccaneers at Browns. No, it is not a Thursday Thanksgiving game. It is a Sunday 1 o'clock game in Cleveland. No, it is not Deshaun Watson's return. This is potentially the last game for Jacoby Brissett under center for the Browns, as Watson will be eligible to play the following week. But we'll get into that. Brandon Legal Group, brainchild of the Bucks Bulletin, going back 4 years now. Weekly fantasy preview of the Bucks game each week for the first 17 weeks of the season. We even did a bye week edition last week where we recapped some things. Brandon Legal Group came up with the idea. They've been extremely supportive of my podcast and my golf tournaments for a handful of years now. I look forward to seeing them at the upcoming sold-out Todd Wright Tour 39, our annual golf tournament and holiday spectacular at West Chase Golf Club on December the 10th. I am a non-attorney spokesman. I'm simply telling you that Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. If you wonder what full-service means, it can mean a number of things, but not restricted to family law, divorce, post-judgment, child support adjustment, domestic violence injunctions, to name a few. But you can always get a free consult to see if their full service covers your legal need. You can receive a full free consult by going to brandonlegalgroup.com or by calling 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Email for fantasy purposes is right.todd@yahoo.com. One theme of this fantasy podcast, so I'm going to get through a number of other things very quickly and then talk about the one thing that I think I need to hit pretty hard as we are at week 12. So there's probably just three games left in your fantasy regular season at this point. And even in one of my leagues, we're basically in postseason mode, and I'll talk about why. So quickly, from the Browns standpoint, I don't imagine many people have been starting Jacoby Brissett as their fantasy quarterback, unless you're in a two-quarterback league or you're saving money for daily purposes for whatever reason, which is also not smart, to play Jacoby Brissett. Brissett, in my scoring settings this year, is ranked as QB 15. So he is not a starting quarterback in, basically, as we just sort of step back and look at it, he's 15th in point production this year. He's thrown 11 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He has tucked it and run 45 times at a very low average in terms of what he gets per yard, not even. Is it about 5 yards per carry? Yeah, it's a little over 5 yards per carry. 211 yards rushing. Two touchdowns. He's almost given back those two rushing touchdowns with his four lost fumbles, which, other than Trevor Lawrence, who had four lost fumbles, I think, in that one game against the Eagles, Brissett is second among quarterbacks with lost fumbles with four, tied with Aaron Rodgers. So Brissett's not a viable starter. Nick Chubb continues to be. I actually want to look at these updated numbers to see if Chubb is still chugging along. He is not. Derrick Henry has surpassed Nick Chubb as RB1. Big surprise, but Chubb continues to be an every week starter who has served you very well with 174 rushing attempts this year for 923 yards and 11 touchdowns. Not much. Basically, he'll get you about one or two catches per game for roughly 8 to 9 yards. Hasn't gotten in the end zone on a reception. Did score 1 2-point conversion. Only one lost fumble. Chubb's last game was his worst of the year against the Buffalo Bills, ironically, in better weather. You wonder, would you have been better off if they had tried to play in Buffalo in cold weather and move some snow around? 14 carries, 19 yards, three catches for 48 yards. So his receiving was actually better than his rushing last week. Clearly that will be an initiative for Todd Bowles and the defense, which did a good job taking Ken Walker out of the game in Munich on a bad field and having a fast start offensively to where the Seahawks couldn't use Walker the way they normally use Walker. If Bowles and the Bucs can do that against Nick Chubb, it serves the Bucs very well and would be unfortunate for Nick Chubb owners, but I certainly would never tell you to sit Nick Chubb. He is matchup proof. You're playing him. You don't want to regret playing him. He is the second most productive running back in fantasy football this year through the first 11 weeks. From a wide receiving standpoint, Amari Cooper has had a very good year. He's basically been a low-end wide receiver one this season. There are only seven wide receivers who have put up more points in my fantasy scoring settings than Amari Cooper. And it's a pretty good list. Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, Jaylen Waddle, A.J. Brown, then Amari Cooper. 50 catches, 698 yards, 7 touchdowns. So he's in your lineup. But what's interesting, and coming off a 2-touchdown game, 113 yards against Buffalo, Donovan Peoples-Jones is someone we just mentioned a couple of weeks ago. And there's been more consistency with Donovan Peoples-Jones. I may even be playing him this week because I think Jacoby Brissett is going to play very hard and as well as he possibly can if this is his last game under center for the Browns. He knew the deal all along. But if you knew you were going to lose your job the next week, wouldn't you try to show them and everyone watching that you're still worthy of having a job like that? So I think Brissett will be very motivated. And Donovan Peoples-Jones has been a downfield threat for him in recent weeks. There's involvement there. Like I said, I may play Donovan Peoples-Jones as a flex slash wide receiver three play this week, especially after what happened with Rondale Moore and the groin pull, and he's done for the night in the Monday night game against the San Francisco 49ers. So, yeah, I think, and I'm interested from a flex standpoint what the flex appeal segment will be on Fantasy Football Now as it relates to Donovan Peoples-Jones, but he's in the conversation. If you're in an outdated 20th century mandatory tight end league, you know, Njoku is one of those that teases you every week, but he's also one of the reasons why I dropped the tight end many years ago because it's just not consistent enough to be worthwhile in fantasy football. So on the Bucs side of things, we spent a lot of time last week in the Bucs Bulletin talking about where you're headed with Leonard Fournette. I don't know. If you're a Fournette owner, I guess you're starting him in this game, but Fournette may be touchdown dependent. I have nothing to go on that Fournette will receive a bulk of the workload or that'll even start. So start him at your own risk. If you have another option on the bench that you know is clearly the number one guy, and is on a decent team and has been somewhat productive in recent weeks, you might want to consider making the switch. And if you have Rashad White, I don't see why you wouldn't play him off what he has been doing recently, his involvement, and the bye week giving just more of a chance to keep him going as the youngest legs out there with the Buccaneer offense. Wide receiver-wise, you're still playing Mike Evans. And you're still playing Chris Godwin. You're hoping for more for Mike Evans than you've been getting recently. And you just hope that all this talk about Godwin finally being 100%, that he got in the end zone for the first time this season against Seattle, although it was a very short route near the goal line, you're just hoping you get more of that now. And Godwin has finally made the turn to being someone who will produce for you, because they've tried to get him involved in the offense He hasn't been connecting on a lot of those throws from Tom Brady, you know, roughly 50% of them, and they haven't been even mid-range routes, let alone anything down the field. So you're hoping for more of that as it relates to Godwin. And no other Bucs pass catcher is really someone you can start this week in season-long leagues. So let's get to, oh, and from a kicking standpoint, a Browns fan explained it to me as it related to Cade York. Big leg, but reared ugly head last week, what he had told me before the game last week against Buffalo. Cade York just has too many kicks that he kicks too low to get over the line of scrimmage. And he had another one too low against Buffalo that was blocked. Ryan Succop, he did have the miss in Germany, albeit on a bad field. It was good that the Bucs were actually finishing drives and scoring touchdowns, but Ryan Succop is a kicker you can continue to use. But check the weather in Cleveland. Like, if it's really windy, like it was in New England, at the last minute, I didn't want to get off Nick Folk last week, but I said even Nick Folk can't kick in this stuff. And Belichick threw him out there three times for field goals, and Nick made one of them. And that's not very Nick Folkish. So if the winds are going to be sustained at 15 miles per hour or more with higher gusts, I haven't even looked at the weather report for Cleveland at the time we're recording this on Tuesday morning. But take as a cue what I did last week with high winds, sustained winds, and gusts up to 40 in an outdoor stadium. I pulled Nick Folk at the last minute, read about how from in one direction before in warmups from about 40, he couldn't even get it there. So I'm like, no, I don't want to deal with this. So if it's like that, you don't want to play Succop. But as long as the winds are down and weather is not a concern, I think he'll be fine. Okay, so let's get to Tom Brady. Because as I record this, I just watched a little bit of the Matthew Berry Fantasy Happy Hour, which is Monday through Friday on Peacock. And they were talking about Jimmy Garoppolo coming off his 4-touchdown performance in Mexico City against the Cardinals. And here was one of the questions. One quarterback the rest of the fantasy season, who do you want, Garoppolo or Brady? And the fact that just that question is being brought up shows you where Tom Brady is from a fantasy standpoint. So I know much of this audience are Buccaneers fans. And you made an investment probably in the third, fourth, fifth round in Tom Brady, who was a top five fantasy quarterback last year for the Buccaneers. You know you're not going to get anything with his legs, unlike most of the productive fantasy quarterbacks. You hope for an occasional quarterback sneak if the ball's on, like the six-inch line. That's all the rushing touchdowns you're ever going to get from Tom Brady. You've been hanging with him, hoping he would finally snap out of it. You're saying, well, what about the last game? And what about the last drive of the last game? The numbers still don't bear it out. As we speak right now, on the season, we're through 11 weeks. You have 3 weeks left in most fantasy seasons. Through 11 weeks, Tom Brady is the 18th best quarterback in fantasy football. 18th! We're not even talking fringe QB1 here. Guys that are above him, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins off that dud against Dallas, Jacoby Brissett, who no one has started for more than one fantasy game this year, maybe just one game to get by on their bye week in deeper leagues. Aaron Rodgers, Trevor Lawrence. Brady's barely ahead of Jared Goff. And then there's Russell Wilson. It is time for you to make a move. And I'm going to bring up the podcast league. I love Greg from Ocala. And Greg drafted Tom Brady this year. And even at one point, I tried to make Greg a deal and said, you need to improve your quarterback play. This is a total points league. It's killing you. He's like, oh, I'm going to stick with him. Maybe he's going to snap out of it. This week, we snuffed Greg's torch. The tribe has spoken. By sticking with Tom Brady, that was a major reason Greg was eliminated in our league and finishes in ninth place out of 14. He barely made the first four out, And then the next week he was eliminated. And Brady couldn't even play for him this week because he was on bye. All of this adds up. Tom Brady is losing you your fantasy league. You have 3 weeks to correct it, to get into the playoffs with somebody else. I'm not saying you cut him. If he turns the corner, he's sitting on your bench, and you can go for it in the playoffs and just be like, all right, Tom, go. Go get him. But now's the time. I've encouraged you for weeks. Back to our Geno Smith conversation in week four, week five, how I could make an argument that plugging and playing Geno Smith was a better option than Tom Brady. And it has been for almost 2 months now. I think this is the week you get off him. It's not about the Browns defense. It's not about the matchup. It's not about the weather. Well, he's coming off a bye week. No. He's coming off a good game. Wasn't a good fantasy game. It was under 15 points. It's time. Make the switch. I don't recommend anyone continuing to play Tom Brady. I just saw it eliminate a player in our podcast league. I'm listening to discussions about him or Jimmy Garoppolo going forward. And Garoppolo's season numbers are below Brady's. That's how bad it's been for Brady. I cannot recommend you starting him this week. There are better options out there on the waiver wire. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin, is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, visit brandonlegalgroup.com. Remember my email for your fantasy questions, write.todd@yahoo.com. Happy holidays, and we'll talk to you next time.